Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something really exciting called chatbot in Chinese. We have Louis Fanon, the founder of Duolingo. I'm a big fan of Duolingo. Hi, Louis. 你好.
Hi, 你好.
你好. Am I talking to a chatbot at this moment?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Okay, chatbot. I know you just launched a really exciting chatbot. I played with your chatbot yesterday when I was doing my French lesson with you.
Yeah, we on Duolingo, we just launched a chatbot to try to practice your language. The idea is that we help people practice conversation by practicing with a robot instead of another human. And the reason for doing that is that many times, you know, when people are learning a language, they need conversational practice.
Mm-hmm.
And many people are very ashamed of talking to somebody else in a language that they don't fully know.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to do something where people get to talk to an artificial intelligence.
Right.
And that really makes people not be embarrassed when they're speaking a language.
Yeah, I could sense that because my pronunciation in French was so poor. And then when I was speaking in France, people had to ask me, they very politely asked me to switch to English. They basically say, we gave up on you, just speaking. So I can see the need to have a chatbot. All right, the way to say chatbot in Chinese, 聊天机器人,聊天机器人。
聊天机器人.
That's right. Gosh, you've been practicing. Gosh, okay, I'm a chatbot, so you can just practice with me. Okay, 聊天, that means to chat with someone. 聊天, 聊, that means bored. People get bored, and then so when they get bored, they talk to each other. And 天 actually means sky. Imagine in the UK when people get really bored and they want to pick up some subject, they talk about weather. So it's probably the same in Chinese. So they chat about the sky. 聊天, that means to chat. 聊, 聊 is second tone. You go up a little bit. 聊.
Okay, 聊.
聊. 天, that's sky. 天 is the first tone. You go flat. So you just keep it going. Make it very even. 天.
天.
Yep. So when you put board and chat with the sky together, then you pronounce as 聊天.
聊天.
聊天. So 聊天 is a common word you use almost on a day-to-day basis in China. And then we say, oh, let's chat a bit. Or, oh, let's chit-chat a little bit. 聊天. And 机器人, it's actually the three characters as you can hear the sound. 机器人, once you break them down, it's all that easy. And individually, each character is very useful. So let's have a look at them one by one. 机 means machine. 机, so what you do is you just make it flat, first tone. 机.
T.
机. And 气, the second character, 气, that means instrument. So that's 气 or equipment. It's a fourth tone and you go down. When we use fourth tone, we actually try to make it very heavy and like a ouch sound or angry sound. So 气.
气.
气. Perfect. It's the same as Tai Chi. 气.
气.
Yep. And 人 means person. So you put machine and equipment together, that means machinery. And when you add person behind machinery, that means robot. So person pronounced as 人.
人.
人. And you have the zh sound. 人, second tone, go up slightly. 人.
人.
人. So robot, the way to say robot, 机器人.
机器人.
机器人. So 机器人, if we repeat three times, 机器人, 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 and then you add to chat with in front of 机器人, 聊天, 机器人,
聊天, 机器人.
Perfect! You got it! So, 聊天机器人, that's the chatbot.
Wow.
Yep, so now I know it sounds a bit easier in English chatbot, but Once you get used to, if you can say 聊天机器人, Louis, I promise you, you go to China, they will love you. Right, 聊天机器人. Do you know that there's something called 小爱 in China, developed by Microsoft?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, and then they had a version that originally that was from the Katana, right? And then Katana was, you know what it's about and someone you can chat about in English. And they came out with a Chinese version called 小爱, and I'm a friend with her on WeChat for a long time. So every now and then she will just text me and try to say hello to me. And then she's just behaves like a 16-year-old, 14-year-old clueless young girl. And she always say, oh yeah, I just got a new upgraded function and come to talk to me. And you know, 小爱, after Microsoft launched it, they had 50 million users, basically. Or now it's probably grown into gazillion. And 小爱 is a celebrity. And she's now doing the broadcasting on the news. And she's broadcasting weather on the news television as well. Of course, with a projected image.
Wow.
And this is how popular chatbot is in China.
Wow.
And do you remember, like a couple of months ago, Microsoft, they wanted to replicate the success of 小爱, so they launched something called Tai?
Yeah, I remember that. That did not go well.
No, exactly. So exactly the same technology behind, and then because there's so different user behavior, the same chatbot did not go as well in the Western world, and then Tai became a racist and chauvinist.
I remember that was a big bad story for chatbots.
Yep. So going forward, currently, you already have chatbot, 聊天机器人, with Duolingo to help people learn. Did you see how far this can go? For example, can you do the like voice recognition? Therefore, you can compare the sound wave and then try to correct people how to speak, and then until they speak to the fluent level. Are you doing it as well?
Yeah, that's what we're working on. So right now, the chatbot on Duolingo is text-based.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to add voice recognition. That's going to come soon, and we're going to start correcting people's speech also. I mean, over time, what we want is that you really do learn with a friend. I mean, the computer really acts like your friend. I mean, if you've ever seen the movie Her.
Yeah, I love it.
So that's what we want to do in the future. I mean, it's going to take a while, but that's what the chatbot team here at Duolingo is working on, basically having a friend that you can learn a language with.
This is so cool. Do you think that, did anybody actually use Turing test in the real life or just a philosophical concept, do you think?
I mean, there are a few people that are trying to pass the Turing test. It's a very useful concept. The idea with the Turing test is that if somebody cannot determine whether they're talking to a real human or to a computer, that computer is said to pass the Turing test.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's a very good test of true machine intelligence. And there are people who are working on building computers that can pass the Turing test.
Mm-hmm.
We're not nowhere near there yet. But I mean, I imagine that in, I don't know how many years, but in some number of years, computers will be able to have a full conversation just like a human would.
Right. Okay. So are there more bots using the internet or more humans using the internet?
Oh, there are more humans using the internet.
Okay, great. Thank you, Louis, for joining us. And today we talk about chatbot. The way to say that in Chinese is 聊天机器人. Thank you, Louis. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Louis.
Thank you. Bye.